Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Wasn't so long ago, if you were behind a bus, you knew it, and you could tell the emissions that were coming out and caused some problems for a lot of people, certainly our efforts to clean up the air. Want to welcome in Rachel Kunch, Executive Director of Greater Lansing Area Clean Cities. Hello, Rachel. How are you?
Good. How are you, Jack?
Just fine. Well, it sounds as if we've made considerable improvement that way. And the Environmental Protection Agency had awarded the Greater Lansing Area Clean Cities over $1 million in American Recovery and Reinvestment Act funds to reduce school bus emissions. Is that working?
That's right. It is working. And we've been able to have an impact on over 300 buses in the region.
And exactly how does that work? What do you have to do to reduce these emissions?
Well, through this program, we've done a number of different things. Grand Lodge Public Schools was able to purchase six new buses that are the 2010 meet 2010 emission standards. And by that, they were able to replace older, higher emission buses with new buses. And the new buses are as close to zero emissions as you can get. And at the same time, through this program, we also partnered with Dean Transportation, and they were able to purchase four new hybrid buses and also install a technology which is called diesel oxidation catalyst, and that's basically a filter that helps to reduce the emissions coming out of the tailpipe. And they installed over 200 of those systems on their buses as well.
All right. I understand that buses are not cheap, and I know that Dean Transportation does a great job of replacing buses that that need work and are outdated. But in terms of the price tag for something like this, how much is it to have one of these replacements done, and how much is a new bus?
Well, the new 2010 buses are actually about the same range as previous versions of buses. The hybrid buses, you get into a higher price point. And this grant actually helped provide up to 50% of the cost of those new buses. So when you're talking about buying a new $80,000 or $90,000 school bus, and you can bring those costs down, particularly right now when we have serious issues facing our schools, it makes a big difference. And it helps them to get those cleaner emission buses on the road faster, where they may have retired those older buses eventually. This gets it done much sooner. And in Dean Transportation's case in particular, they transport a number of special needs kids, of course. And so kids that have asthma or other respiratory distress issues, this helps to certainly improve the air they're breathing on and around the buses.
All right, this stimulus money was meant to help solve a problem in the state of Michigan. Is Greater Lansing any different from any other community in what they're trying to do here with low-emission buses?
Well, there are certainly communities across the country that have been successful in reducing the emissions through school buses. The EPA actually has been encouraging this type of programming for a number of years. In Michigan, there were a couple of other communities that were also awarded similar grants, but we actually were the largest award, and so we're able to have, I think, probably the greatest impact when it comes to school buses and through this program.
All right, what's the next step?
Well, actually, there's a couple of great opportunities coming up. Right now, the state has a request for proposals out to do, on a smaller scale, but to do similar types of work. And whether it's school buses or private fleets or municipalities, there's funding available right now, and there's also more to come through EPA. We expect in early November to do more of these types of projects where we can either help provide technologies to retrofit buses or trucks, or in some cases even put replacements on the road that reduce emissions and generally also help reduce fuel consumption.
Rachel Kunch, Executive Director of the Greater Lansing Area Clean Cities, our guest. Rachel, can you give us a grade right now on Greater Lansing in terms of being a clean city?
Well, I think Lansing's made some really significant strides, you know, not just through the work of our organization. We really focus on clean transportation issues, and we've done some great strides, but we have a lot of great leaders in this region that are doing incredible things to clean up. If you look at Michigan State University, for example, and the work that they've done to try to encourage more walking and biking on campus and as well as the public transportation options, We have leaders like the Board of Water and Light who are doing really innovative things with electric vehicles and putting electric vehicle infrastructure on the street, as well as using biodiesel in their fleet. So I think that as a region, Lansing's right up there in the top. I don't know if I'd give us an A just yet, but I'd say we're maybe a B minus if I had to give us a grade, and and hopefully we can keep the momentum going and continue to do more things to not only improve our air but our economy at the same time.
Well, it sounds as if the leadership is on board. They have gotten a message. What about the general public? Do you sense a desire, a need for them to be in a clean city? Do they understand that there are going to be some changes and they're not always going to be easy?
Yeah, I think we're seeing more and more of that. I mean, you know, beyond clean transportation, there's a lot of just greening type activities that are happening. And Lansing, through some of the initiatives that we have, you know, through LEAP and other organizations, I think people are coming around to the fact that we, by being a greener and cleaner region and community, we improve our economic development. And so we have some work to do, you know, to inform and educate on a broad scale. But I think that people are coming around to it.
I think it all works together. Rachel Kunch, Executive Director, Greater Lansing Area Clean Cities, our guest. Thanks so much, Rachel.
Well, thank you, Jack.
All right.